Hello, this is Michael Fiore, and I want to welcome you to Module 1 of Text Your Wife Into Bed. Module 1 is called How Women Think About Sex, and is really all about the psychology of sexuality between men and women. I consider this kind of a primer for the other stuff. We're going to get into the actual nitty-gritty stuff about how you send particular text, what text to send, the step-by-step sequence I want you to use in future modules or the next modules. But for this one, we really got to set some ground rules. So let's move on here. A quick warning before we go any further. The stuff I'm going to give you in this first module is definitely not politically correct, but from my experience, it is true. In fact, if you get a woman to be really honest with you, she's going to agree with pretty much everything I say here. I know this because I've talked to a lot of women about this and have had several women go through this material and give me their feedback, and they all generally say, "Wow, Michael, you really hit the nail on the head here. This is exactly, I wish my husband knew this stuff." So what I want you to do is suspend your disbelief a little bit here and commit to actually trying this stuff out. I promise you, you don't really have anything to lose. The only thing you can lose is that nothing changes in your relationship, that you don't end up having more sex, that you don't have more of a connection with your wife, etc. Nothing bad is going to happen. I personally promise you that. So I think you're going to be really amazed at the results when you start using this stuff. You're going to be amazed at how your wife starts to react to you. She may even start telling her friends about what a great husband you are and how you're doing all this great stuff for her. I do want to ask you not to use this material for evil. A lot of what I'm going to teach you here is based off evolutionary psychology. Some of it's based a little bit off of some hypnosis stuff, things like that. I'm not going to teach you how to, you know, make your wife bark like a chicken or anything like that. It's not that manipulative. But good things are going to happen. So there you go. Let's go through some fundamental truths that you need to go over before we go any further in the program. Truth number one is, of course, that men and women are different when it comes to sex. This is not a surprise to anyone. Men are primarily visual in the way we get turned on. So what turns men on? We get turned on by hot naked chicks, primarily young hot naked chicks, generally speaking. We get turned on by porn. We get turned on by strippers and magazines. You know, visual stuff is kind of what we focus on. We like movies. We like posters. There's a reason there's so many hot chicks on TV all the time and things like that. Men like to look, and then we really like to touch, but mostly we like to look. We like to look at hot women, preferably women who are kind of looking at us as well and showing us their breasts and things like that. Women, however, are a different animal. Women are imagination and emotion based. That means that women are primarily turned on by stories and situations. You can see proof of this in romance novels. You know, if you ever read a romance novel, I have a few. They're not really romantic at all in the way that you would think of. They're not really, you know, romance novels aren't about like, "and then he brought me flowers," like, or "and then we had the most wonderful day where we sat on the couch and talked about our feelings," or anything like that. Romance novels are all about ravaging and ravishing and being taken and being overwhelmed sexually and things like that. And about, you know, the stable boy couldn't help himself but ride her all night and things like that. They're really incredibly dirty. And those are porn for women. You know, porn for men is we see some 19-year-old girl having sex with blah, blah, blah. Porn for women is romance novels. It's all about the emotions of it, how she's overtaken by lust, how the man can't help himself, how she can't help himself, the naughtiness of it, how people disapprove, things like that. A woman's mind is her most important erogenous zone. In fact, I would say it's a woman's only really important erogenous zone at all. You know, certainly women love to be touched and they love to be made love to and had sex with and fucked and all those kind of things. But if you can engage the mind, the body will follow. If you know how to talk a good game sexually, if you know how to send her sexy texts and things like that, that the battle is 90% over at that point. Truth number two is that women hit their sexual peak in their mid-30s, which is important in this context because, you know, if you're married and have been married for a while, your wife is probably at least that old. You know, maybe a little bit younger. But either way, like, this is something that a lot of men don't really seem to understand. You know, men, we hit our sexual peak when we're like, what, 17, 18, and we're all on kind of a downward spiral from there. We have to work harder to keep up, etc. Whereas women, you know, when they're in their 20s and such, they don't really know their bodies. They're not really comfortable with their bodies. They tend not to have very good orgasms, if they have orgasms at all, unless they're with a guy who really knows what he's doing, etc. What this means for you is that your average 35-year-old woman is as horny as an 18-year-old boy, seriously. I know a lot of women of that age, some of whom were married, some of whom were divorced because they weren't able to get the sex they wanted or the engagement they wanted. And really, they're just full of hormones at this point. They feel incredible amounts of sexuality burning up inside their bodies, but they don't want to be seen as a slut. So what women do is they keep this under wraps. It is not culturally accepted for a woman to really be, to really embrace her sexuality and her sexual power, generally speaking, except for people like Madonna and such like that. And even then, we kind of see as a threat, like they kind of freak guys out. So they'll come out about this to their girlfriends, they'll talk about this to their girlfriends, but they really won't to you in general, unless you show yourself to being somebody who is capable of talking to them in that way. And when women are often shocked at the sexual thoughts and feelings they get in their 30s and 40s, especially women who have been kind of, you know, maybe a little bit prudish or not too sexual when they were younger, suddenly they're eyeing the 18-year-old hot bag boy at the supermarket, or they're feeling like they want to watch these really torrid kind of romances or things like that, and it kind of shocks them. But if you can make a woman feel safe and give her permission to act on her sexual impulses without being creepy about it, great things are going to happen. Truth number three is that women are usually sexually submissive. Blame evolution. Okay, quick hold on, quick warning, quick thing to make sure I don't get nailed to a stake here. This does not mean women are inferior in any way and does not extend to real life. Mostly. Sometimes when I say this kind of thing, I get in trouble with the feminists, which I think is kind of funny because I more or less consider myself to be a feminist. I am very much pro-woman. I am very much, think women are at least as good as men in almost all ways. You know, I think that women are actually superior to men in a lot of ways. But women are still kind of tend to be sexually submissive. This does not give you permission to go be an asshole or a misogynist, and that's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm just saying that sexually, women tend to want you to take control. You need to understand that sexually, your woman is different than you. She wants to be seduced and ravished. Men are, generally speaking, programmed to be the aggressor sexually. Women are programmed to be the ones who are kind of holding off a little bit. And she gets a lot of her sexual power from you coming after her. A big exception to all of this, of course, and I have to take a moment for this, if a woman has been raped or abused in some way, and far too many have, then all bets are off. That kind of trauma can totally change a woman's sexual wiring, and you need to be careful and make sure she's gotten the help she needs, and you need to be empathetic to where she's at. It could be, you know, the primary wiring is still going to be there, but you just got to be a lot more careful. You don't want to be bringing up negative experiences for her, so you have to be a little more careful there. Okay. Women respond to dominant, respectful men, and I want you to take those two words in red there and underline them in your mind. Dominant, respectful men. And again, don't be an asshole, but be dominant. What that really means is they want a man who is powerful, confident, sexually upfront, but not creepy, lecherous, or leering. You know, they don't really want the construction worker who's whistling on the side of the corner, generally speaking. Now, being able to look at a woman with that kind of lust without being weird about it is kind of an art form, and I'm going to teach you about it as we go through this. But when you get through this and really master this, you're going to be able to walk up to your wife, or honestly, almost any woman. I've gotten to the point that I can say this to pretty much a woman I've just met, and say, I want to bend you over the couch, or I want to do incredibly dirty things to you, or I want to, we'll get to the really dirty talk later on in this course, without being weird about it, and have them actually say thank you, as opposed to being like, oh my God, I can't believe you do that. They're like, oh my God, that's so sweet of you to say. Thank you so much. Sounds weird, but it really is true. This also extends to other parts of your relationship in subtle ways, the dominant aspect. It doesn't mean that you want, you know, you're like in charge all the time, but it does mean your wife does essentially want you to take control of something. She wants you to pick the restaurant. She wants you to plan a date sometimes. She wants you to show that you're the man in the relationship oftentimes. Just to define creepy versus not creepy. Creepy in this case means desperate, needy, selfish, shy, or that you want something from her, from her. That's the important phrase here. Whereas not creepy means you are appreciative of a woman, strong, respectful, confident, and want something with her. You want to give her pleasure and get your pleasure in exchange. You want to share an experience together. And that could mean being incredibly dirty. It could mean ravishing her against the couch or taking her out in public or doing incredibly dirty things to her, but it's a shared experience. That's the key. If you look at a woman with lust in that way, great things happen. Okay, quick review. Stories and imagination turn women on a lot more than visuals. Women hit their sexual peaks in their 30s and keep trucking for a long time. As I like to say, MILFs rule. And women are generally sexually submissive, but don't be a dick about it. Take care of your woman. So the big goal of this entire program, or what your techs need to do, knowing all of this about women now, knowing they tend to be sexually submissive to some degree, that they hit their peak in their 30s, that they're different than men, they respond to these things, your techs need to accomplish a few things. First, your techs needs to awaken your wife's sexuality, because it's probably relatively dormant at this point. Women are taught in our culture to suppress their sexuality or use it as a weapon. You need to remind her that she can really enjoy her sexuality and relax. And we're going to do that by sending her fantasies, sending her dirty texts, showing her appreciation in that way. You also need sexual language, and the right kind of intention increases and amplifies her sexual energy. The more sexual energy you feed into her, the more you're going to get back in response. The phrase I like to use from this is, where attention goes, energy flows. Where attention goes, energy flows. This is known in yoga, hypnosis, all sorts of other kind of things. The more you pay attention to one aspect of your body or your personality, the more energy flows to it, etc. Your second thing your text really needs to do is make her feel sexy. Unfortunately, lame truth, most women have low sexual self-esteem, especially the really hot ones. Actually, the hotter a woman is, the more likely it is that she has incredibly low sexual self-esteem. I blame magazines and Hollywood and asshole men for this one, but your text need to cut right to her sexual core, blast past self-esteem issues, and make her feel like a fucking sex goddess. I'm sorry for swearing again, but there you go. Make her feel like a sex goddess. Make her feel like the most incredibly sexually attractive person in the entire world. That's what we're going for. Third, your texts need to give her permission to act like a slut. And that's a powerful word there. That word can really make people get up in arms sometimes. But I'm not meaning it in like a really negative way, but more like just as somebody who can kind of give themselves over to their sexuality. Women do not like to give into their sexuality unless they feel safe and like they won't be judged. But if she does feel safe, she'll get hypersexual and will even act like a slut, whatever that means for her. And all the experience, my experience and experience of people I've taught this material to, women don't want to be seen as sluts in general, but she will want to be seen as your slut. She wants to be seen as your woman, your slut, your somebody who's able to go there with you and really share wonderful sexual experiences. Your job is to open the door for her and let her know she's safe and can go there with you. That's what we're going to do during the course of our texting in subtle ways. Big warning, never apologize for your sexuality. Seriously, if you do, it totally kills your power and saps away her respect for you, even if she doesn't say so. This is something that I kind of see a lot, is that men in our culture are kind of programmed to be ashamed of our sexuality. We're programmed to feel ashamed of our lust. The fact of the matter is, as men, we all know that we kind of sexually size up every attractive woman we see and imagine doing rather dirty things to them. That's kind of fine. But if you kind of try to hide that fact from a woman, she's going to pick up on it and kind of see you as being a little bit of a creep. Instead, you just need to be like, yes, I do feel that way. I do see you as a sexual being, and be fine with it. The fact that you want your wife is a good thing. The fact that you want any woman is a good thing if you're a powerful man. And you just got to own that shit, as I like to say. Ba-ba-ba. Okay, that is the end of this video. And next we have part one of the Text Your Wife into Bed blueprint, the curiosity pivot, as we say. So that's going to be where I start giving you the actual text and the actual information you need to start going through and using this material. Before you get to that video, you may want to print up some of the PDFs that you got with this course. You're going to be using them during the course of the rest of the material. And anyway, well, I'm looking forward to giving you more of this material, and good luck.